All right, we've been getting absolutely rave reviews for our VIP series, and this week will be no different. I have rehab chiropractor Dan Charlotte out of Portland, Oregon. Dan has been with us about a year, and I still remember, he's going to laugh when he hears this, when we did our sales call, and we just sat there and stared at each other for minutes and minutes. It felt like 10 hours, minutes and minutes and minutes, and I was like, what are we going to do? We got to get you here. What are we going to do? And finally, after minutes pulling and dragging, he finally committed and said yes. So what we say is the transformation happens at the transaction. And I think that day, Dan's life changed forever. What he's done since that, this point, I knew I saw in him before he saw it in himself. And I just had to get him across the line because the transformation happens in the transaction. You are going to hear in this podcast, I mean, I didn't even realize what his situation is. I mean, this guy started his business from scratch and now has a 3 to 4 week wait list. And I can actually see the pain in his eyes and his voice about this problem. What a wonderful problem to have. What a wonderful problem to have. Couldn't be more proud of this guy. If you like JC Aikenhead's episode, very similar type person, someone, tons of energy, business gets off the ground very, very quickly. And now we're at that next inflection point of the business where now we've got to build the team, which at the end we speak about. So for you guys out there, if you are a rehab chiro, if you're a student, if you are a new grad, if you have been in practice and you want to an associate position in the Pacific Northwest, Dan Charlotte is currently in the hiring process. I couldn't recommend that enough. He is building a world-class business. I think that the idea of mentorship for so many people is the thing lacking. And if you do nothing but just watch him operate, you are going to learn exactly what needs to happen to build a world-class business because he has already done that in such short order. We are going to be announcing very, very soon the next live event, which is in May. We have an unbelievable guest speaker, so heads up for that. And if you want to get started before then, which I'd highly recommend so you can get your business going, we are always having open enrollment for ChiroBiz 101. That is our flagship course where every single person you hear on this podcast, that is the intro. That is how they started. So if they're in Mastermind, if they're in a VIP group, if they move to CEO, that is all secondary to joining ChiroBiz 101. So if you want results like them, you need to join that course. I appreciate each and every one of you. Pass along this episode to someone you know that needs it. And we'll talk to you soon. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Business School for the Rehab Chiropractor. Class is officially in session. My name is Justin Rabinowitz, and I am a rehab chiropractor on a mission to teach you, a fellow rehab chiropractor, the exact tools and systems I've used to build my own successful rehab chiropractic practice so you can do the same. I hope you enjoy, and please subscribe. Dan, give us your biggest mindset shift from before joining ChiroBiz 101 at Mastermind till today.
Yeah, one of the biggest mindset shifts is that you're in control of your life and your business and your career path as a whole. I think one of the biggest things that being in business has changed for me is that you yourself as the owner can directly guide where the business is going to go, how it's going to run. And in turn, that for me has a huge impact on the life that I live. And my family's life. So,
was there a time for you where you felt the opposite?
There was, absolutely. Before, when I was working as an associate for somebody else, it was just you get the paycheck. You show up every day. You treat in their domains and however they want that to be. It's entirely different. Very restrictive, and. Yeah, just being able to be your own business owner is extremely, extremely liberating, really.
Love that. So take us back. You graduate school, you become an associate. Give us some of the details. How long? What was the situation? And then what was the transition? And why did you move into doing your own thing?
Yeah, I graduated school and the first position I took was a job where I knew that I would learn a lot. I thought I would learn a lot as a lot of promises were made to me. And I think I frequently see that and hear that as there's a lot of promises that oftentimes don't get fulfilled throughout an associateship. And I was there for, I had planned to be there for a very long time, 5 to 10 years, as we started talking early on. And everything was, I mean, it was great. I'd show up. I wouldn't worry too much about the business. I wouldn't worry too much about the marketing or the growth there. And just show up and do the work and get paid. And it was about a year to a year and a half after being in that position that I realized that I pretty much reached my cap. There was no growth. I was technically an independent contractor, so I didn't have any benefits. I didn't have any paid time off. I was treated like an associate. And I realized that this would be the rest of my career. And my every hour that I work is worth the dollar that I make. And that was, again, going back to your first question, one of the biggest changes that I had was that mindset shift, that it working hourly and making a dollar per that hour is just not, it's not sustainable, and it's not going to get me to where I want to be. So I had that shift. I started realizing, and that's when I first started looking for some other options, was when I had that realization that I'm not going to be able to get to where I want to be going down this rabbit hole. I knew that when I knew at some point I wanted to start my own business. And one of the things that I heard early on in that endeavor is that there's no better time to invest than yesterday. And if you're not going to invest yesterday, then you may as well start today, because the compound interest is just going to grow tremendously. So why start a business, which is an investment, in 10 years, when if you start today, it can compound tremendously, so that in 10 years, you're actually going to be much more successful than starting then. One of the things that's really stuck out that I heard you say early on is that we're going to have problems. And problems are never fun, but it's your choice when you want to deal with the problems. Whether you're an in-network clinician and the problem is going to be insurance is going to offer just keep lowering the rates, or you're not going to be covered anymore and Blue Cross Blue Shield will stop reimbursing you. It's going to be a problem at some point. I think we're all seeing it. One of the major hospitals here in Portland, Oregon, just dropped their credentialing with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is a major deal. So it's the problems are coming. It's when do you want to deal with them? So may as well tackle them today so you can reap the benefits and the investment later on.
Love that. Just for the audience, having some context, how long have you been open, and then average revenue monthly now in the last few months?
Yeah, so I have been open in practice myself for just over a year. I'd say full time about 8 months, but I started early and I started transitioning early as I was kind of planning that, which would have been about 14 months total as I started ramping things up. Mm-hmm. Over the past several months, I've just been implementing everything that we've learned, and we've been grossing around 30 to 35K a month for the past 6 months.
That's fantastic. And so you are one of the people in the group that has had a lot of very quick success to the point now, then we'll talk about it later, you know, in growing the team and what I think, and you could comment on it if you like, almost having to make decisions that we didn't think we'd have to make this quickly because of the success that you've had, which is unbelievable. With and just to go back to it, that 30 to 35K is you and like a one part-time employee. We don't have a full staff and all that jazz. So just incredible. Let's go back, and we just released, as the time of this recording, we released JC's podcast. You and him sort of similar in that, like, high energy guys, very good in the community. And from my perspective as a coach, one of the more challenging things to do is not to take on, but to work with people that are the opposite of you, that don't move so fast, that don't get, because it's like, we just got to get the train moving. We got to get it going. And then we'll make a mess like you have, a beautiful mess. And then we can figure out the problems later. So why don't you coach our audience a little bit on what's the magic of Dan? What has gotten this thing from zero to this quickly? What are the things that you do that everyone needs to do to have this success?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the big things is that surrounding yourself with successful people, more importantly, people that live the life that you want. I guess in this conversation, it's those people that are creating the business that you can see yourself creating. It's that one aspect alone has been instrumental. I started ChiroBiz 101 14 months ago. And the way that the story goes is that I was looking for something different. And when I joined ChiroBiz 101, I still wasn't planning on opening my own practice for 3 to 5 years. And every week that I was in ChiroBiz 101, every month that I was in the group, just talking to more people, it was about 1 month less until I opened my own practice. So from the time I joined ChiroBiz 101, I went from planning on 3 to 5 years to 6 months.
Yeah.
And the thing that really, really drove that nail was just surrounding myself with people that are doing it. I'm not creative. I like to think I'm above average smartness, but I'm definitely not creative. And one of the biggest obstacles was not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do. And like I mentioned, just surrounding myself with some very brilliant people in the group that have been successful has been awesome. There's a lot of things that you've taught us, and there's a lot of things that I've absorbed from other people in the group as well, which has been instrumental. And that's just do the work. Just do the work. I think that's something that a lot of the members that are super successful all share, is that we figure out what needs to be done. We don't take no for an answer. And if something's not working out, the biggest thing that has led to my success to where I am today is that reflecting on that and fixing it. What can we do better? Okay, we had not a great month. Why? What happened the past 3 months? And what do we have to do so we at least have a chance to not let this happen again? Okay. Because I can't say that every month has been getting better and better. We have good months and we have awful months. But reflecting on why those months were not good has been huge. And I think that over the past 3 months, on average, they have been a lot better than the 3 months prior because of that reflection.
Love that. What's like, let's go tactical marketing wise. What's like one thing for you, if you had to start over again in Boise, Idaho, that you're like, I definitely need to do this marketing. Like, what are the things that got, like, if you had to pick one?
One thing that I would do is find a very good referral partner. It's difficult to market to one person, but if you can market to one person who then can refer 10 people, 20 people, 30 people to you, then that's the number one thing, is just finding those referral partners.
Whether you have one person that did that, has done that?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I have. There's a gym here, not too far from me, that a couple months ago, I built a relationship. I've known of them. They've known of me for a couple of years. And when I finally went in there, it was their turn for me to get a punch card. I feel like I treat half their members there. Mm. There is, you know, it is that perfect relationship between the gym owner and myself. Not every gym owner is like that. I've been to other gyms and have other attempts at referral partners that has been not fruitful. But it was just the right place and the right time and the right personality match. But regardless of whether it's a gym owner, or I've had great success with massage therapists, with naturopaths, and just finding those people that see the value in what you do, see the unique solution that you provide, the outcomes that you help people achieve. As soon as they see that, they'll understand that there are not many other chiropractors, physical therapists that have a similar mindset. So just finding those partners is instrumental.
I'm curious, and I don't actually know this answer, but a few months, probably 3 or 4 months ago, you messaged me saying, like, we have a really good month, then it goes down, and then it comes back up and down. And my thought for you at that point is, based on the model, because you're getting packages, people are paying up front, and then you have to service that. Like, basically it's like the bottleneck. It's not that the marketing is a problem. It's that we don't have the, it's a hours problem. There's only so many hours in the day. But you said, it seems like you haven't really hired any more yet, which we will do. Was that correct? Or were there things that fundamentally that you reflected on that were missing that you could keep the revenue steady, even though the hours were limited? Have you figured something else out with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that it's always easy for me, at least, to create blame on something that may not necessarily be true. And I believe that when I reached out to you, that was November. I thought it was an hours issue, but really what the issue was that I was not delegating enough time for what needed to be done. I was also not time managing as efficiently as I could be. As we reflected, we had about a 6-hour annual planning reflection meeting about 2 months ago. And what we figured out was, at that point, I had been in business for about 4 months, 5 months full time. And the first 3 months, it's just figure shit out as we go. We don't really know what we're doing. Let's just go. Let's talk to as many people as we can, build those connections, treat some patients. Let's just start. That went great. The first 3 months were fantastic, but we had no structure, no framework to keep that going. I think you open a new store on the corner, and the whole town is oh, what's this place? Let's go check it out. But that dies down after a couple months. So, due to the lack of the framework that we had put in place, that is kind of what led to those slower months. And the things that we weren't doing, that because we were just getting things figured out, is continuing marketing. So first 3 months went great, excellent. Everybody's happy. Thinking cloud nine, this is going to last forever. We kind of hit the jackpot. But obviously that dies down, and we weren't doing enough to continue the marketing. So upon reflection, it was that exact thing is, why did this happen? We had a great time reflecting and realizing that we fixed what needed to be fixed, and we started implementing those things. And now the next 3 months have just skyrocketed.
So let's work through this. It's interesting because we always say that the business doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, so to speak. So in the next couple months, 6 months, 3 months, we'll bring on an associate, and now we have another schedule to fill. We have someone on payroll, and basically there's 100% chance that you're going to feel or potentially have the same thing that you just said, right? Different problem now, like we have another person, another mouth to feed, so to speak. So anticipating that is going to happen, give us some tactics on the framework or the plan when this person comes on to make sure that we don't have these massive dips, or we're prepared for it, or we do something different this time.
So the plan when we bring somebody on is to have a much more solidified framework for everybody in the company, everybody's role in the company. So that means strict KPIs, what needs to get done, what are we doing every month. We have an excellent marketing monthly checklist that we go through every month. What are we doing for workshops? What are we doing for new referral partners? What are we doing for community events? And the thing that has made me feel a lot more at ease as a business owner is having that scheduled out.
Yeah.
I think that when you're 10 days into the month and you're starting to freak out because you don't have any new patients, or you've had one new patient and nobody on the books, I've had that moment where I start to kind of freak out. Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this month? How is everybody going to get paid? How can we get in the green? And that's a horrible feeling, at least for me, is not having anything planned and scheduled.
Yes.
So laying out months and months in advance, we're going to do this month, we're going to do this the next month, helps me feel a lot more at ease that we're doing what needs to get done. Now, obviously, things come up, but making sure that we have everything outlined and a really strong framework of what this is going to look like, what the associate is going to be responsible for, what duties and roles in the business. Same goes for me. I need to be held accountable. And that's going to, you know, one of the things that I've been working on a lot is just accountability for myself. Because as a business owner, sometimes you can get away with a little bit more than you should. But when reflecting, don't forget that you let yourself get away with some things, and that could be the result.
I think that as you speak, I'm reflecting back because I'm almost 10 years into Strive, 9 years into Strive, and probably until the last year for me, I had that same anxiety of if we were going to grow or if it was just going to happen. It was just like, I hope, but I didn't have hope is great, but a plan is better. And now based on the, like, because of that pain, we've created the structure around it. And so what I think about now and like almost coaching you on it, it's to say, okay, well, we know that if we do this amount of stuff, we have this many marketing units that gives us this amount of leads, which gives us this amount of DVs, this amount of evals, gives us this revenue. If Dan comes to Justin and says, like, holy shit, I have an associate, like, what do I do? I said, well, let's just start this exercise by saying whatever we're currently doing, if we want to fill another schedule, let's just see what it looks like to double it. Let's just start there. And so if we're currently doing this, like, if we just doubled it, can we fill this thing in? Right? At least that gives us a place to start from. Now, we both know at the end of the day, we probably don't need to double it, but it's a good framework to get the conversation started. So Kaylee and Ashton, if they want to bring on an associate at some point, we know at this point, and then this is Kaylee and Ashton, we basically know how many units in our system, marketing units, gives us this amount of leads. We know that this amount of leads gives us this amount of DVs. Like, we can basically predict going into a month based on how many units are going to be done with relative certainty. And so now if they want a chance to fill up another provider's schedule, we just have to go back and say, hey, we're doing, I don't know the number, 240. Okay, so do we need like 360 if you want a chance? Okay, what has to happen now? Well, now we look at the calendar and they say, well, how are we going to do this? Both of our schedules are booked. It's like, well, that's a good question. We should probably talk about it, right? But you start like walking through it before it actually happens, where Justin of 2015 to 2022, it was just like, I don't know. I think this is the direction you're going in. I hope it's going to work out. And there's a lot of anxiety in that. I don't wish that upon anyone. Again, we figured it out, but there's a better way to do it. So I think that you're on the right track with it, of looking at it and saying, now, here are the numbers. We want to build and grow to this. We probably need to get here. Does it work on paper? And if it doesn't work on paper, then we probably need to figure out a different plan. So you've had amazing success quickly. What's been the number one struggle you've had?
Number one struggle. There's been a few struggles, and yeah, I'll touch on that, probably the number one struggle, but kind of the thing that that's gotten me through all of my struggles, and I think that everybody listening to this this will be helpful for, but we're all going to go through struggles and things are going to get hard. It's just a matter of how you deal with it and how you work through those struggles. Just like when an athlete gets injured, most athletes get an injury, but it's the way that they deal with the injury and the way that they get through it is what shapes them. And those that are in business longer just ultimately will be successful. The number one struggle that I've dealt with is probably with myself. There are tough times. There are tough days, there are tough weeks, there are tough months when you can't help but question yourself, is this the right thing? Is this what I should be doing? But again, going back to what I just said, is that the way that we get through that is what will shape our business. And if you truly want to own your business and grow your empire, then it's what has to be done. And there are days when I just leave my work at work. There are days when I don't. But on those tough days, just give myself a day or two and take a deep breath, reset. And then when you're feeling ready For some people, that can be a couple hours. For some people, it may have to be a couple days. But when you're feeling ready, sit down in a dark room with a little light and think about, why did you feel this way? Mm-hmm. And what got you here? What is it, those things that led us to this low? And write everything down. Write everything down on a piece of paper. And that's going to give you the best shot at not letting that happen again, doing everything that we can to not let that happen for that reason. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's myself. I just question myself and if this is the right thing. But there's always a deeper underlying cause. There's always a reason of why I felt that way. And identifying that, putting it on paper, writing it down, helps me not feel that way again. Now, there may be something else. There may be another reason. An employee quits, and now I have two schedules to manage myself. But that's another problem, and that we can figure out. But for myself, it's just not letting myself get down and hard on myself for the same thing over and over.
Love that. Cool. So let's shift gears a little bit. So because of your success, we now are in the mode of looking for a chiro, a rehab chiro, and we want to bring them on the team. So, but before we talk about the specific job, why don't you talk about like the vision you have for your business and where you'd like it to be going forward? Like what is when Dan lays in bed at night and says it would be nice if we could have this and this is where it's going, what does that look like?
My goal is to have a really strong team around me that number one, uplifts each other, but also helps hold each other accountable for a high level and a high standard of care. Having that team is where I want to go. And every month when we set goals, every year when I've been setting goals, my goal is how can I grow the team a little bit more? I don't care about all the nuanced details, the space, the this, the that, but it's the team that I'm really most excited about growing. And I know that in turn, having a team to run the business without me is something that will become much more valuable for me. And that's something that I look forward to. I know everybody, a lot of people want freedom. A lot of people want to be able to go and have the business run without them. I love what I do. I love practicing. I love running the business. The days that I allocate for planning and reflecting and business work are my best days. So my goal is to make that more possible. So we've gotten to a point now where we are about 3 to 4 weeks booked out. And we've made some changes. We've raised prices. We've increased session packages. I mean, we keep doing those things. And the wait list keeps getting longer. Mm. The wait list just keeps getting longer.
Yeah.
So it's a journey, but now we're starting to get ready. And, you know, I've always asked myself, when am I going to be ready to bring on another chiropractor, to have somebody that wants to join me? And it's always going to be a nerve-wracking thing. And I don't think that there will be a time when I am super comfortable with it, mm-hmm. but I know that this is where I want the business to grow. This is how I want it to grow. So we've gotten to the point now that's the next step.
I love that. Yeah. And for people listening, if you're either working in associateship, you know, we have people working at the joint or other places that they might not be fulfilled, or they're in school and, you know, like this rehab chiro model, just let me tell you, to be where you are at, Dan, in under a year, 3 to 4, I didn't even know you had a 3 to 4 week wait list, is incredible. And so someone coming in that's young and motivated, that wants to be in this world and wants to sort of see how sausage is made, like I want to come see, to be honest with you, because again, it's very, very cool. It's very special. And so the best thing that any of us could do in life is to get around people that are doing it, and you're doing it. And so if you guys are out there listening, whether you're a student or you're practicing somewhere unfulfilled, you would be silly not to inquire about the opportunity. The next thing that I would tell everyone out there, and Dan, you, I thought you said it well. People think that when we have these jobs and associateships, like we know absolutely everything that needs to happen. But just like it's new for them, it's new for us as well. Doesn't mean that we don't have a plan. It doesn't mean that we don't have standards. It doesn't mean that we don't have core values and a system and a structure. But this is the most exciting time, in my opinion, to be involved with someone, to be in a business like yours. Because whoever comes to work with you, they are going to be in a position that a couple of years from now, when this thing is a behemoth, they're going to know that they were a part of it before it was that. And there's a reason. I don't think it's coincidence that I have a staff that's been with me from 5, 6, 7 years, because they remember when we were in this little freaking closet in the side of like, one day it's going to be this and now it's that. And they take pride in that, and they should. And so for you guys out there listening, I think you'd be silly not to at least inquire about a job opportunity like this. So I think it's incredible. Give us like 2 minutes on your practice style. Like what are some of the things that you do, like from a clinical standpoint?
Yeah. So we're located just outside Portland, Oregon. And the style of practice that we have found here, the niche that we have created for ourselves, there's nobody that practices like this in the Portland area, and that has created a ton of growth and a ton of opportunity for us. And for those that are associates or contractors or whatnot out there, it's owning a business is not for everybody. It's a lot of fucking work. Mm-hmm. And to have a job that I'm looking to have somebody join in on, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I created this business, is to create jobs like I am working on creating. We spend 60 minutes with every patient. We take the time and we do what's best for them. We do a lot of manual therapy, different techniques, a lot of rehab work. One of the a term of part of our treatment that I coined, haven't heard anybody use it yet, so
we'll give it to you.
I'm saying, yep, I coined this one, but anyone's welcome to use it. But it's our education-based rehab, and that's what I tell every new patient that comes in, is that a lot of the work that we are going to do is this education-based rehab. And while yes, you can go through all the stretches, you can go through all the exercises, you can look them up on Google, personal trainers, physical therapists, do these glute bridges, do these deadlifts. Ultimately, the thing that's most impactful for our patients is the education aspect. It takes a lot of work to create specific strengthening of muscle groups. I think most of us listening know that. But to be able to impact the way that they move, the way that they, what they know about moving, what they know about why they're in pain and why they're hurting, it's hands down, the most impactful thing that we can have with patients. The percent of patients which leave our care in such a better place, not only that day, but I can confidently say that they're going to be in a really solid place for a very long time. And that's not only because of the work that we do here, but because of the resources and the knowledge that we put in their hands that they're going to carry with them for a long time. Like I said, you can do glute bridges for 12 weeks and have the strongest glutes. But what happens when they stop coming in and they stop doing them in 12 more weeks, that's all going to be lost. Mm-hmm. It's educating them on how to stay strong, how to stay resilient, how to move well through anything that they want to do. That's what has the biggest impact.
Love that. And just to, before we wrap up, give the audience, if they're on the fence about taking Chirobiz 101 and joining Mastermind, what would you say to them?
Listen, it's a no-brainer. If you are in a place where you're not sure where to go next, if you're looking for some sort of framework, being in business is a scary place. There is a lot of unknowns. And like I said, I joined Chirobiz 101 before I even was considering starting my own practice. I got all the tools, all the resources. I've made some amazing friends all over the country. that are very successful, very knowledgeable people. I owe all of my success to you, Justin, and the group. ChiroBiz 101 is just the first step in your whole career. And if you want to own a business, if you want to have the freedom to practice how you want, but really live the life that you want, this is the first step. We've all seen a lot of other businesses, and it's not going to get you there. So if you're on the fence, just do it. It's non-negotiable for me.
Love that.
I would do it every time.
Love that. And before we wrap up, Dan, I want to express gratitude to you. The one word, when I met you in person, first thing, smile on your face, run up to me like energy. Energy, energy, energy. And I told this to Kaylee and Ashton a few weeks ago, and I'll share it with you. I might have shared it on another podcast. After their January, where they became partners at Strive, I read the email they sent. They had an amazing month. And they sent me a really nice email recap. And I could sense the energy. And I said to them, I said, I love the email you sent me. I said, the reason why I've been successful, why Justin's been successful, is because I feel that way, that amount of energy, 12 years later that you feel 1 month in. And so for me, looking at you, that's the thing. That's the game. That's the thing that you have. And I know that that's the thing that's going to propel you forward, is if you can keep that energy, people are going to be drawn to you. People are going to want to be with you. It's obvious that the patients want to be around you now to build the team and the staff. So I think that I love that about you. And I think that that's the best thing, and don't ever lose that. So thank you. Before we go, how do people reach out to you? Either social, email, if they're interested in the job or want to follow you, give us your contact deets.
Yeah, absolutely. Name of the clinic here is I Move Health and Performance. We're on Instagram, I Move HP. You can email me, Dr. Dan with two N's at imovehp.com, or our website, imovehp.com. We're out there and happy to talk to anybody and help anybody along the way.
Did you put a job ad out yet?
I sure did.
Where is it?
Job ad is in a few places. It's on, I think it's more of a local switchboard, also on Indeed, but working on getting that out to more and more places, including the FCTA and stuff like that.
Love that. Cool. And I'll link, you sent me something, and I'll also put that in my Instagram as well, and I'll keep sharing it so people have it. Appreciate you, bro.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, we are at the end of the podcast, and you know what that means. It is time for me to beg you, to plead you, to encourage you that if you are listening to this podcast and you are getting a lot of value out of it, just remember and think about, what could you get if you actually let me coach you live and in person, one-on-one, in our group of mastermind members? So here's what I want you to do. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, getting a lot of value, but have not taken ChiroBiz 101, I want you to go into the show notes. In the show notes, we have a link. It is go.rehabchirocoach.com/strategy call. That is go.rehabchirocoach.com/strategy call. I want you to book a strategy call with our team so that we can see if you are a good fit for ChiroBiz 101. At our last count, we have gotten our clients 177% growth from that program. So if you haven't taken our course, and if you listen to the podcast and get value, I want you to book that call. I'll see you later.